All right,
I think.
excellent. Well, then I'm going to start tonight's gentle healing group a little differently. Michael Langford recently made a video. I'm not going to play it for you, but he recently made a video about how spiritual students need to have more fun. So I'm going to start this off by having some fun. Ladies who are recording, if you could put me in speaker view for this first part rather than gallery view, I think that would be great. Or maybe you don't need to, because I'm going to share my screen. It will go big anyway, right? So we don't have to do that. Let me just share my screen. And let's start off with some fun.
What? Yo.
Good. Oh, I just thought that that would be a lot of fun. I like those little elephants. I think they're so cute. So gentle healing tonight is going to be a little different. We're only going to be doing sharing for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then we're going to move into looking at what Gentle Healing 3 has in store for us. Tomorrow, what you guys will receive is your last thought of awakening, thought of awakening number 365. And you will receive really your kind of your last tip. It's a tip about gentle healing year 3. And then the day after tomorrow, you will start gentle healing year 3. So tonight we're going to spend some time focusing on how that's going to look. But I do want to get in at least a few minutes of sharing first. So who would like to share? By the way, Twanda, it's good to see you. I don't remember seeing you before. If I did, I didn't notice, but it's nice seeing you. Look at all the people recording. Okay, Francine, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm just going to read a small one, share a small one here. It's about the only choice is where. Be aware that the only choice is where, and make that decision according to the decision of the heart. So I said, Dear Jesus, I have made a decision to be with the heart about a month ago. And I feel that has been a life-changing decision. I know there is room for improvement, of course, Can you share with me ways I can be more present, more dedicated to my heart? So, dear child, you have become more willing to live in the heart, and I am grateful for your determination. Awareness grows as you become more aware of the tricks of the ego. Look closely at your habits and inquire why you do what you do. Your moment-to-moment intention changes depending on circumstances. Let your intention always be with the heart. The ego always tries to dominate, and that is why self-inquiry is so important. It brings to the surface what the ego is up to. It is always the intention of the ego to promote itself, to separate, and to judge. All confusion comes from listening to the ego voice. My recommendation for you is to continue to distance yourself from the ego voice, but look to see what it's up to and choose to be with the heart. I am with you always. And I release the mic.
Yeah, I really like that. Continue to distance yourself from the ego voice, but also continue to look to see what it's up to. Because if we aren't looking to see what it's up to, we're accidentally listening to it. You know, it's kind of funny. You have to see the ego to not listen to it, right? When you don't see it, you do listen to it by default. So thank you very much for that clarity, Francine. Is there someone else who would like to share? All right, George, mic is yours.
This will be very short. I've been listening a lot to Muji on his YouTube videos, and his teacher was Papaji, who was a student of Ramana Maharshi, and I've enjoyed watching some of Papaji's videos, but he made a comment that I want to share. You only need 1 second to awaken. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm still looking for that second. That's it.
Thank you. And you reminded me of something that I can share as well. I was listening to Michael Langford this morning, and he shared a paraphrased quote. I actually went and looked up the actual quote afterwards, but I'm glad I heard the paraphrased quote first, because it was so simple it caught my attention, where the actual quote's kind of complicated. Let me pull this open. This is Ramana Maharshi, but like I said, he paraphrased it. Here's the quote, the paraphrased quote. Don't think that the ocean is stingy if you only bring a cup to the ocean. Don't think that the ocean is stingy if you only bring a cup to the ocean. I thought that was a pretty nice point, and I loved it so much I went and looked up the actual quote. So let me read that to you. It's a little longer. The grace of the guru is like an ocean. If one comes with a cup, one will only get a cupful. It is no use complaining of the niggardliness of the ocean. The bigger the vessel, the more one will be able to carry. It is entirely up to him. So, but yeah, you know, that struck a chord with me. You know, if you only meditate half an hour a day, don't really complain that you're not awakening. You're just bringing a cup to the ocean. So I like that quote. Jay, I see your hand. Please take the mic.
Yeah, just to let you know, Dawn, I think there is other hands up that didn't actually get lowered. yeah, I was listening to Michael Langford's talk, too, the 15-minute talk from the other day about the two kinds of seriousness. The talk about fun. And it's... it reminded me of keeping a light heart about it and just enjoying it and laughing at myself and just finding more of a lightness in things. So I appreciate your elephant video in the beginning, Regina. It was awesome. Contemplation. If there is anything to be made, let God make it. If there is anything to be thought, let God think it. If I am to move, I am to be moved. by God. And I also wrote thy hand, but I don't usually get talk or thoughts in like a sort of traditional King James version, but that came through as kind of that. And I think I switched it to get something else, but and that's the work with surrender that I've been doing lately. Of course, that was a big part of the review of Ramana Maharshi the last week. And also another short contemplation result. My habits actually block me from my heart and from true knowing. They are what I have made to replace the love of God. And I've noticed that I do have a habitual tendency to want to think in the morning when I get up. And I don't know if anyone else has that happen to them at all. Thoughts come into their mind in the morning. Oh, you do. What a shock. Oh, wow. I thought I was the only one. And I just, without listening to Regina lately and Michael Lankford and reading all this, I'm like, just, I know this sounds like such a basic thought to share, but it's like, wow, the mind just doesn't give up. It just doesn't. I mean, it you know, all this work, surrender, meditation, years of practice, it just doesn't give up. Doesn't give up. This is not a, oh, you're meditating now. Well, we'll just let you be awake and that's good. It just doesn't do that, right? I mean, so I think my commitment's deepening and, you know, my desire's deepening, and this is maybe a little more of a sobering realization about what awakening really is and why so few people have done it. But I am humbled and really happy that I'm around people that have the same crazy notion that they want to be awakened, which is, there's no I to be awakened, of course, and it's not crazy at all. It's the most sane thing in the world to awaken to truth. But it's a journey, and every step I take, I certainly am grateful, and I look back, and it just seems, you know, the things that I used to hold on to and care about seem so far from me now. You know, I have so much less energy to invest in upsets, less and less and less. I feel my desire shifting. So, and also shifting to not want to give attention to thought more on a more general desire level. And I'm really excited as my time grows close to moving to La Vida, and I've completely cleared out a bookshelf. Look at all that intellectual information that used to be there is gone. A nice clean painted wall. See, look at that. Wow. Half my books have been given away to the library. Oh my goodness. All right. Giving up the mic. Talk to you later. Bye.
I was wondering, Jay, if you had started packing yet. Okay. There's the boxes. All right. Good. So let me read one write-in and then we'll call it a night for the sharing. So I think what I'm going to do is read what Teresa wrote this week, or at least part of what Teresa wrote. First of all, this is just something, a note she wrote to me, but I'll read it to everyone. She says, as I leave year two of gentle healing, it's almost like a teenager leaving home for the first time. I shall miss so much your truly helpful tips each morning and the comfort of knowing your loving guidance at every step of the way. Now I am being invited to step out into the world without that. However, you have done such an excellent job as my teacher that I have gained more confidence in listening within. I am so grateful for that. Your dedication, commitment, and unfailing support to us all in gentle healing is so appreciated. I am also feeling joy and anticipation for the next stage of the journey. Below are some of my contemplations from the past week. And I'm going to read the first one, which came when she was contemplating the grace of the guru. This was the line. This is her line. She wrote this. Inner teacher, I am so grateful that I have got to know you. Please show me how I can trust you more and more so that the songs you sing in my heart are all I ever want to hear. And this is how the inner teacher answered. Make the distinction between hearing and listening. When you truly listen to another, you do so with full attention, with no judgment, with no thought that you already know the person. You just listen with an open heart, being willing to absorb their essence. This is how I want you to listen to me. Do not bring one thought the past has taught into your listening, even what the mind would judge to be the truth. As I said in the Course, hold on to nothing. Listen to me with absolute fresh innocence. I long for you to really listen to the melodies of reassurance that I sing in your heart. The discovery of me as your teacher is the greatest gift in your life. Never cease giving thanks for my presence in you, as you. I will direct you lovingly and gently back to the heart where we are one. Make listening to my loving guidance and following it the only choice you make today. And I wanted to share that because I thought that was a good lead into to year three. Since year three is, as you guys know, the tips are going to stop, and we're developing deeper relationships with our inner teacher without outside influence, right? Which is really what Regina is, an outside influence. We saw a quote recently by Nizar Gadatta, which talked about the outer teacher as being merely a milestone, and that really the inner teacher is the destination, or the inner teacher is the one that will take you all the way to the destination. But a milestone, as you know, is something you it's important you pass there on the way to the journey. If you never hit the milestone, you never get to where you're going. But the milestone is not the destination. So it's really important that we move into year three and that we all start really developing a deeper relationship and listening more clearly to our inner teacher. There's a couple of things I want to do tonight. One is I want to show you how we're going to use the forum in Gentle Healing Year 3. And another, I just want to practice a contemplation with you. I think we'll do the technical piece first so that we can end on the devotional piece. So what I am going to do is share my screen and you all can just watch. All right, so this should look familiar to everyone. This is the Awakening Together website. And Jacqueline introduced you to the forum the other night. There's a few different ways to get to the forum from our website, but I want to show you what I perceive to be the easiest, at least it's the way I go. If you just remember that the forum is a place where we go to read and to write, but to read, you can just go to the Read to Read menu, and right underneath it is the AT discussion forum. So I'm just going to go to the forum and I am going to log in. And there's a little glitch right now, which I'm sure we'll have fixed soon. But sometimes when you log in, it looks as if you haven't logged in. If you just come over here to the AT logo and click on the logo, it should complete the login process for you. Hopefully it will soon that will work more naturally. Because obviously people who don't get trained on the fact that you need to click on the logo are going to be not able to get in. But if you just log in and then come and click on the logo, you'll be fine. If you haven't created an account yet, you can see right here where you can go and create an account. You can always tell when you're logged in because you'll be able to see your name up here. If you've uploaded a picture, you'll be able to see a picture. You'll click and you'll get a little menu. Also, this screen changes to have a whole lot more groups when you're logged in. And what I am going to do is I am going to scroll down to the Gentle Healing Groups, Regina's Gentle Healing Group, and you'll notice it has a 3 because it's year 3. And right now, the only thing that's really posted here, this is a deleted topic, the only thing that's posted here is Welcome to Gentle Healing Year 3. And you'll be able to go in and read that. I'm going to go over that with you now, but you'll be able to go in and read that on your own again tomorrow as a review. I'm just going to read it to you. Gentle Healing Year 3 is all about progressing on the spiritual path, using the direct guidance and teaching that comes from your inner teacher. As a way of stimulating that relationship, you will read and contemplate the 7 steps to awakening in year 3. Through that contemplation, you will receive insight and guidance that is very specific for you. I began my journey with the 7 steps to awakening in 2012. That year, I was guided to take a year of increased silence to contemplate the quotes in the 7 steps book. Both my clarity and desire for awakening grew leaps and bounds that year. At the end of that year, I was guided to start Awakening Together. Now I am excited to go through the 7 steps to awakening with you. When I first started contemplating the 7 steps, I created an online 7 steps journal. That is where I posted what I wrote as I contemplated the quotes in the 7 steps book. Since I posted to an online journal, Michael Langford was able to observe my progress. It also allowed others to enjoy the inspiration that came through my contemplation. In year 3, we will use this forum as a place where you can post your online 7 steps journal. That will enable me to observe your progress. It will also enable others to enjoy the inspiration that comes through you. I hope you will decide to use the forum to post regularly throughout year 3. If you are interested in viewing my online 7 steps journal, you can find it at this link, and there's the link right there. It's also right here, it's in 2 places. Feel free to go there for inspiration, but don't depend on my writings to form what you will write this year. Trust the inspiration that comes from within you, even if it is very different from what I wrote, right? Trust the inspiration that comes from within you, even if it is very different from what I wrote, and I highlight very different. I look forward to the year ahead. Love, Regina. So that's my introduction. Now, underneath my introduction, I made a reply to my introduction. And there's a reason that I did this. This is the way that I'm going to ask you all to create your journals this year. I'm going to ask you to create an initial post. And then every time you go in to add additional days worth of contemplation, you're going to post a reply to your initial post. That way your entire journal will be in one post. And in fact, that's what these instructions are. To start your own online journal, start a new thread topic, and I'll demonstrate that for you in a moment. Start a new thread topic in this forum group. Give your online journal a name. For example, George's 7 Steps Journal. I think only George should really use that example. After you give it a name, make your first post. When you are ready to make your second post, open up your original thread topic, click the post reply button at the top, and then type your second post. When you are ready to make your third post, do the same thing, and etc. If you follow this process, your online journal will display one continuous thread. Although your journal will get longer and longer as the year goes on, those of us who want to read your journal can filter it using the filter drop-down arrow, that's right here, right? See, I can filter for just today's post, last week's, or last month. So those of us who want to read your journal can filter it using the filter drop-down arrow on the top right above the original post. We can filter the journal to see only today, the last week, or last month's posts. That way, we can read your most recent post without having to scroll and scroll and scroll. When your entire journal is in one post, there is a continuity that can be seen and reviewed, just like the continuity that can be seen and reviewed with my online journal. If you prefer not to have one long continuous journal, you can start a new topic thread with each chapter in the 7 Steps to Awakening. For example, Sherry's Step 1 Journal, Sherry's Step 2 Journal, and etc. Love, Regina. So what I'm going to do is go back to the beginning. I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to stop my share for just a moment. I'm going to come back. But I just want to see if anyone has any questions at this point before I demonstrate how to make a post, how to create your own journal. Yeah, and this, I don't think this is true. Don said what we said the other night, that the very first time you have to type it in, but that's not true. We've tested that. What you do have to do is click on the logo. So it may appear that you didn't log in, but if you then go and click on the logo, like I demonstrated, you will log in. So you can go to read AT form. You don't have to type it in, which is easier, I think. Okay, so last chance for questions before I share the screen again. All right, then. Going back in. So, as I mentioned, remember you'll log in, come over here, click the icon. That will get you really logged in. Scroll down to Gentle Healing. Now I'm going to pretend like I'm one of you and I'm starting a new topic. There are really a couple ways to do it. One, you can click on this plus sign right here. Another option, you can open up the group and you can click the new topic button. So plus signs represent starting a new topic. Oh, and look, Jay's already done it. Jay McCormick's step one journal. So he's going to have a different journal for each of the seven steps, it looks like. So I'm going to click new topic and I'm going to name it Regina's Seven Steps Journal. And then I come down here and I'm going to make a pretend contemplation. I don't have one to share. I'm going to make a pretend contemplation. This is my contemplation of quote one. And then I'm just going to do. Okay. And when I'm completely done typing my contemplation of quote one, I just click on post. All right. Or what I might want to do, because you guys are going to be contemplating four quotes a day, you might say, this is my contemplation of quote one, and then quote two, then quote three, and then quote four. Or you might contemplate them as one group, and you might say, this is my contemplation of quotes one through four, whatever, you know, however it looks. But, you know, when you're done that day, of course, you'll leave the form. You might even go back to the AT website, right? You'll leave the form. And the next day when you come back to the forum, you will log in, click on the logo. I'm now fully logged in. You'll scroll down. You'll go into Regina's Gentle Healing Group. You will find your journal. Click on your journal. And then just say post reply. And then this is my contemplation of quotes, and this would actually be 5 through 8, right? And then whatever you're gonna post, and then post reply. And you just keep doing that every day. And every day, the next entry will get posted below it. So you'll have one long continuous journal, which is very easy for me and anyone else who wants to come on in and kind of follow. There'll be a flow to your journal that you're not even aware of yet. And we'll be able to see that flow if it's all posted in one thing. So that's how I would really like us to do that. And then let me show you how the filter works. If I come, let's see, where's one that has, is there one in here that has several posts? This says one thread, seven posts. Let me give that one a try. So if I come into this, here's the one thread. I open up the thread. And I can see that there are several posts here. But let's say I only want to see the most recent post, and we'll see, it depends on how old it is. But I filter for the last week. And see how it cut out the first post and there's only the most recent post now. The ones that were older, the original post by Jay was removed. Now there isn't a post from yesterday, but if this person posted every day, I could say today only, and just today's post would be there. So even though our journals are gonna be getting longer and longer and longer, it's easy for you to post every day because you just click post reply. It doesn't matter how long it is. And it's easy for us to come in and read because we can look at the last week's or we can look at just today's and we can see your posts very easily. So again, I'm going to stop sharing my screen and see if anybody has any questions about how to do that. Not seeing any questions. Y'all look pretty satisfied. Is that true? Okay, wait. Jay, did you have a question?
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
I just don't know how many folks have accounts, but it's real easy to get in and create it. There's a little form you fill out, and then Aggie just will approve it immediately, and you're all good to go.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just throwing that out there.
Okay, I was going to say, you might want to do that tonight or tomorrow, since the contemplation starts the day after tomorrow. That way your account will already be approved. Now, obviously, nobody's forced to post in the forum. It's my request. Also, even if you are posting on the forum regularly, if there's a particular day that something feels personal to you and you don't want to post it, you don't have to. But I do request that you post in the forum. That's the way I would really like this. We can each kind of see what each other is posting. Sometimes that will help each other contemplate. Again, it allows me to see your progress. I'm going to share my screen one last time. Come right back down again to Gentle Healing Year 3. And I just want to, oh, look, Ron's 7-step journal is going. All right, good, good. I just want to remind you that if you come down here to the thread that says, Welcome to Gentle Healing Year 3, if you need the instructions. You know, here's my welcome, and then right underneath my welcome is the instructions about how to start your own journal. So if you forget this, it's all written down right there.
Regina Sherrill had a question about something in the chats.
Okay, let me go back and look at the chats then. I was looking for hands up. I apologize. I missed where to click the thread button. Okay, let me share my screen and show you again. There's actually two places. So if you want to start your journal, which is starting a new thread, you can actually come to Regina's Gentle Healing Group and you can click this plus sign right here. Or the other option is, if you go into the group, you click this plus sign that says new topic. Either plus sign will start a new thread. And in fact, I guess what I want to do is delete my imaginary one that I just created. Let's see if I know how to delete. I don't know if I've learned how to do that yet. May have to come back and delete it later because this one isn't real, obviously. But I don't see how to delete, so I'll do that later. I'll ask somebody how. All right, so everybody's prepared to start your journals? Okay, good. Oh, Jay, you said you can delete it? Okay, if you'll delete my, not my welcome, but my Regina's 7-step journal with just the scribble typing. And in fact, let me just show you guys my journal real quick. I will share the screen one more time. As I said, in my welcome message, you will find a link to my journal. I'm going to log out of the forum. And I'm going to go to my journal, which I have bookmarked. And when you click on the link, you'll actually come to this page, which is the About page. But if you look here, you'll notice step one and my contemplation of quotes 1 to 25, 26 to 50, 51 to 75, step two, step three, step four. I'm just about finished with four. So I'm not actually done with the 7 steps yet, but I certainly will be. But, you know, if you wanted to read a particular thing, let's say you wanted to read quote 82, you would come to step one, 76 to 100. You'll get a list then of the quotes in that category. You would click on number 82, and then you could read what I wrote for 82. So it's almost like having tips. It's kind of but again, your quote, what you receive and what I receive may not be at all the same because your inner teacher is talking to you about what you need to see right now. And when I wrote this on January 18th, 2012, my inner teacher was talking to me about what I needed to see that day. And if I was to contemplate the same quote today, I would write something different. So feel free if you want to come and look at my journal, but don't think that your journal is supposed to look like my journal, right? All right, let's talk about how to contemplate a quote. I asked everyone actually in a post to bring their books tonight. Did everybody bring their books? Grab your 7 steps books, yay. Some will probably have new, some will have old. Yeah, but it's all the same. I think there's one typo corrected in the new one. That's the difference. And we are going to go to quote 728. I didn't want to get one you'll be contemplating soon. Quote 728. And I'm going to ask you all to kind of join in on this. We're going to do a group contemplation. Anne, Jacqueline, Shauna, Cheryl, you know how to do this because we did this at the self-inquiry retreat. I called it the Quaker method, where I read a quote. I read it a couple of times. We all kind of just be with it. Then when someone has something to share, they share it. That's what we're going to do together, because the group contemplation is very, very similar to the individual contemplation. The only difference is you're going to do what we're doing by yourself, right? But Michael Langford, you'll find out, recommends that you read the quote at least three times. I'm probably going to read it twice just because it's a longer quote. And then I'll read it a third time after we have a couple of shares. So quote 728, the ego sense looks upon space around it as itself and its possession. Thus, it identifies itself with the body, which it desires to protect. The body, etc., exist and perish after some time. On account of this delusion, the ego sense grieves repeatedly, thinking that the self is dead and lost. When the pot, etc., are lost, the space remains unaffected. Even so, when the bodies are lost, the self remains unaffected. The self is pure consciousness, subtler than even space. It is never destroyed. It is unborn. It does not perish. Okay, I'm going to read it a second time. The ego sense looks upon space around it as itself and its possession. Thus, it identifies with the body, which it desires to protect. The body exists and perish after some time. On account of this delusion, the ego sense grieves repeatedly, thinking that the self is dead and lost. When the pot are lost, the space remains unaffected. Even so, when the bodies are lost, the self remains unaffected. The self is pure consciousness, subtler than even space. It is never destroyed. It is unborn. It does not perish. Now, the way we're going to do this, you can read it over again to yourself if you like, but I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be contemplating it. So if someone has something to share, no matter what it is, just unmute your mic and speak. You know, don't put up your hand or anything because I might not notice. I'm going to be contemplating. So just go ahead and speak when you have something to share. All right, I'll begin. The first sentence was very puzzling to me. The ego sense looks upon space around it as itself and its possession. It was very puzzling because I'm looking at what I thought was the space around the ego sense. And I thought, you know, I don't identify with the space. You know, what in the world could that possibly mean? So I read the sentence again. And then I felt to ask, what is the ego sense? And when I asked, what is the ego sense, I immediately tuned in its thought. What is directly around thought? It's the body, you know? And then I kind of remembered in eighth grade science when we learned that even the body is space, right? Even the body is space if you look at it through microscopes. And I realized, oh, the ego sense looks upon the space around it as itself in its possession. It's talking about the body. And the next sentence clarifies that. Thus, it identifies itself with the body, which it desires to protect. So what happened there were a couple things. One, I did not understand a sentence. So I stayed with the sentence. And then it occurred to me to ask a question, what is the ego sense? And that's when the clarity started coming in, right? About what it meant. So now I'll pause again and you all continue to read it. And we'll see if someone else has something to share that comes to them as they contemplate.
I wanted to share that as I was contemplating this last part, the self is pure consciousness, subtler than even space. It is never destroyed. It is unborn. It does not perish. That I felt a wave of gratitude that I can choose to identify with that. I have the choice to do that. Giving up the mic.
Thank you, Jay.
I got to share that even going through this intense purification, it is natural for the ego to grieve repeatedly, but to continue walking knowing that the self remains unaffected, never destroyed, unborn, it does not perish, and to have faith in continuing to walk forward.
Yeah, and that's important, Shauna. I think I just want to, I'm not sure everybody heard you clearly, so I just want to repeat what I think I heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. But as you go through the purification process is how the contemplation came to you. The ego grieves repeatedly, right? And that's an important point for all of us to kind of realize, because a lot of people want to think of the spiritual path as peace, love, and joy. And the genuine spiritual path, I mean, certainly it has peace, love, and joy as a part of it, but there's also this repeated grieving. So thank you for bringing that up for us, Shauna. I'd also like to point out something else that Shauna allowed to happen. If you look specifically at the quote does not talk about the purification process. You won't find those words here. Yet she allowed the inner teacher to interpret the quote in a way that was most helpful for her. It's not about getting a quote right answer. It's about receiving something from inner wisdom, right?
So if I were contemplating this quote,
Sorry, Anne, you froze again to me. I don't know if to everybody.
Yeah, she's frozen for me too.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know there's a train of thought there somewhere.
You said, if I was contemplating this quote, that's what we heard.
Yes. Okay. If I were contemplating this quote, I would have to put a pen in my hand and write for at least half a page before I ever tried to get to the quote, to clear out all the mind chatter I have about how this is too long, there's too much involved here, why would Regina ever pick this one, this is so hard, there are better ones, there are, you know, what's the purpose, and then there's a whole like side chatter about maybe about speculating about why this quote or not this quote, and how, and maybe I should do it a sentence at a time, and maybe I should do it 2 sentences at a time, but none of that lets me listen to the quote. Right. I can't even... I can hardly even see the words because that is so loud inside of this head. And so I'd have to do probably half a page, and all of those thoughts have little related thoughts, all having to do with how I'm pretty sure I'm not doing this right. And I'd have to write all that out.
Perfect.
To be able to get to the point where where I could sit with the really uncomfortable feeling, which comes up pretty quickly when I read the ego sense looks upon space around it as itself and its possessions. Yeah, that was not a puzzling sentence for me at all, because I just glance over at the bag of mail that I haven't opened and haven't touched since the last time I barely touched it, and it's perfectly clear that the ego sense that I am very in touch with misidentified.
Yeah. Yeah, she froze again, but I think I listened to Anne enough to know that she's a loser because of the pile of mail over there. Right, the ego sense is identifying and interpreting and all of that. So thank you, Anne. Yeah, thank you. Let's go ahead and keep looking at it. In fact, I'll read it out loud again. This is our third reading. The ego sense looks upon space around it as itself and its possession. Thus, it identifies itself with the body, which it desires to protect. The body, etc., exist and perish after some time. On account of this delusion, the ego sense grieves repeatedly, thinking that the self is dead and lost. When the pot, etc., are lost, the space remains unaffected. Even so, when the bodies are lost, the self remains unaffected. The self is pure consciousness, subtler than even space. It is never destroyed. It is unborn. It does not perish.
My eyes keep landing on the sentences, the body exists and perishes after some time. On account of this delusion, the ego sense grieves repeatedly, thinking the self is dead and lost. And I can totally relate with what Anne is saying about the mind wants to scramble for some sort of a to make sense of it, to come up with a clever comment. But I feel that in these sentences, there is this distraction of a lie of this, what the ego sense is, and something that I am believing that this is what I really, really am. And to know that at some point in time that this ego sense will no longer be. And it is definitely an idea of loss. And again, what is it in that loss that strikes me so heavily? I'm giving up the mic.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is Doreen. What I get from this is I heard really clearly the self is here before the body. The self is here after the body. The self is here during their appearance of the body. And that gives me a lot of comfort. Why would I put my trust in the body over the self? And it's just very, you know, it just makes it plain for me that how temporary the body is and how permanent and everlasting and always present and the self is. And that feels, I can feel it in my heart. It's like, it's I don't want to say so much more, but it's just, it's so present. How can I even decide to put my trust in the body over the self?
Yeah. Thank you. I have a feeling if we continued to go for half an hour, this would get deeper and deeper and deeper. It's starting to get quite deep now. I'm already feeling the little tingles in my heart that I feel as we start diving into it. But we're about out of time. But you can see maybe The more that time that you spend with a quote, the more the quote gives you. You can also see maybe how each of us keeping a journal is helpful, because maybe if someone goes in, sometimes if they feel like they can't get anything out of a quote, if they go look at what a couple other people have typed, it may enable them to go back and look at the quote differently. I think every one of us that spoke, with the exception of maybe Shauna seemed to have took the time to write something out. But the rest of us were pretty just free in, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm seeing. That can be the way that you write it in your journal. It doesn't have to be as if, you know, you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you. It may sometimes come that way. You may hear Jesus speaking to you. It may come that way. But it just may come the way Adyashanti wrote. Adyashanti just wrote what he was seeing. It was in I language. But as he wrote, it got deeper and deeper and deeper. So I don't want anybody to think that this is supposed to take a particular format. It's still inner wisdom. Whether you're hearing what you perceive as Jesus, or whether you're speaking in the way Tony and Doreen just spoke, right? And that's very important for everybody to know, because if you think it's supposed to look a certain, like Sherry, let's talk about how flowery Sherry writes. It's beautiful. She had us all crying 2 weeks ago. But if we all think we're supposed to write like Sherry, most of us aren't going to be able to write. So we have to allow the individual expression in whatever way that individual expression comes out. Now, unfortunately, It's not easy to draw a picture in the form if that's how it comes out. So you may just have to describe the picture or describe the image. Sometimes you'll see like almost an image in your mind. You may have to describe it. But I just don't want anybody to think it's supposed to look a certain way, right? And let me see real quick. I was just curious if I have already... Let's go ahead and just look at my journal, because I'm just curious now, because I've already contemplated this quote. So this is mere curiosity, but let's go peek and see what I did with this quote when I actually did set and contemplate it by myself. It's quote 728. Let's see, 728 would be in here. Oh, it looks like I have a 728, A, B, C, D, E, F. So the longer I stayed with it, as you can tell, the more kept coming. And it's because I had already posted it, I added to it. So we won't look at all these. We're out of time here. But the first one just says, the ego sense is, I am this. The ego sense includes my interpretations or truth. The ego sense must be undone. That's all I got out of it the first time that I sat with it. And then if we just go back and look at maybe one more, 728B, I sat with it a little longer. The ego sense is the cause of fear, greed, jealousy, control, attack, and manipulation. How can the idea, I am this, lead to so much evil? Because if I am this, and this is perishable, I must cling to this, make it thrive, and make it last for as long as I can make it be. To the contrary, if I am not this, can I find anything to fear? So you can see that's definitely deeper than the first thing I wrote as I sat and looked at it again. Now I'm curious about C. What is death? Death occurs when the ego sense, which is without body or personality, claims a body and personality as me, and then that which is perishable comes to its natural end. The ego sense, an idea and nothing more, does not notice continuing awareness. Instead, it looks to the object that was me, and the object is no more. And I will stop there if, you know, because of time. If any of you guys want to go to the journal and finish reading 728C, since we've all looked at 728 and just see where else it went. But you can see the more time you give a quote, the more you get out of it. And again, when you contemplate, you can either, you're going to be contemplating about four quotes a day. You can either contemplate each quote individually, or you can look at them as one block. You know, read all four, and then read all four again, and then contemplate them as one. That's completely up to you. Part of the decision you make might be dependent on time. You know, those of us who have 2 or 3 hours might contemplate each quote individually, or someone like Tony who has to get off to work might just read all four and see what stands out to her and just contemplate them as one block. Either way is okay, right? So if you have questions, you'll see where I started again, that thread in the forum called Welcome to Gentle Healing. I've made the two posts, the first one telling you, you know, that I'd like everyone to start a journal if you don't mind, and the second one telling you how. If you have questions, go reply to that. I will check that for questions. So just reply to the Welcome to Gentle Healing thread. And again, start your own threads, and I look forward to this. Not quite sure what the hour in class will look like yet. We'll have to discover that together.
Okay? Hey, Regina. Hey, Regina.
Yes, yes.
I made your welcome topic sticky, so it's always going to be at the top.
If that's okay, right. There you go. Yeah. That's fine. So if you have questions for me, that's where you post them, okay? And did you delete my other one, Jay, the pretend one?
Yeah, it's gone.
Great. Okay, you guys, here we go. Year three. Thanks for giving me a few extra minutes, Shauna. Actually, I just stole them. So thanks anyway.
Actually, Shauna said you could keep going.
Oh, did she? No, I'm done. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina.